Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from common courtesies and communication skills to everyday life interactions, only to name a few. We should all be aware that etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. And now, here is your host, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, author, and coach, known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening. Happy Sunday. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, August 30th. 2020. We are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. This evening we will discuss word power, the power of your words. Okay, so stay tuned. I certainly welcome those of you who may be listening for the first time. I always like to begin the show by answering the question, what is etiquette anyway? And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word etiquette itself, it comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II, they were so kind to copy the rules from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So I always like to shout out to them, Charles I and II. So we will be words, the power of words. So I'd like to ask you, what type of words do you speak over yourself? What type of words do you speak over others? After all, we talk all day, every day. So we want to talk about some of what we're talking about and some of the words we use to do that. So we want to know if you're speaking words of if you're speaking positive, you're speaking negative words, we want to know. So I'm just going to invite you to join the conversation here at the OnStart. The number is 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. Or you can just send us a message if you'd like. You can send it to Ms. Donna Speaks at gmail.com or Etiquette Lady at gmail.com. The special guest that we have this evening is no stranger. She was on a few weeks ago, and we had some very, very interesting feedback and some positive feedback and some continuous questions as well at the end of the show on last week. So that's one of the main reasons that we invited her to come back. She is a success coach. She's an international radio host and author. Wow. She is going to talk about the power of words. And, of course, for the past two decades, she's been a leader in innovative counseling, leadership, training, executive coaching as well. She's traveled all over the world speaking, teaching, training. She's a master level counselor, certified dream coach, and currently, I know I mentioned all over the world, She currently coaches clients on 5 continents. Yes, 5 continents in the areas of business, career, as well as relationships. So I want to bring back on Ms. Constance. How are you?
Hi, Ms. Donna. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Happy Sunday to you.
Well, the same to you. And once again, thank you so much for teaching me what etiquette means. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure. Absolutely. So I know you were on it, and we had quite a stimulating conversation about the words that we speak. And I know we talked about, even before we speak the words, that we have to think before. Well, I know I mentioned that we should think before we speak, right? But
right.
I know you also talked about thoughts, you know, that thought power before it actually comes out of your mouth. And that is so important that we make sure that we do speak or we think before we do speak. And so if anything you want to just say at the onset here of this conversation, then we're going to go right into some of the messages that we received. And callers and listeners, thank you so much for sending in your messages. And I did save those, and we will be discussing them.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I guess in summary that, you know, especially during times like these, Donna, thank you so much for having me back also. You know that, you know, there's not a lot that we can control, you know, especially globally during pandemic times, et cetera. But there are some fixed universal laws, and one of them is your words and word power. And, you know, I think we said last time quickly that everybody listening that we are a speaking spirit. And we live in a voice-activated universe. That means that each word that you speak has a vibrational frequency to it. So whatever your dominant words are about you, your life, the world is what's going to manifest in your life. And, you know, I just want to ask people, what are you saying about your current situation? And the whole purpose of this is to share with people word power, and that you're not a victim, and that you can literally begin shifting and changing your world with your words. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue, and that whatever you declare and decree about your life is what's going to manifest. So a lot of people say, well, the devil busy with, no, it's not the devil, it's your words. It's whatever your dominant thinking and words are. So I just would like to kind of start off with that, Donna.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I know I recall stating something that I totally believe is that I use the example of if you think you can or if you think mm-hmm. you can't, then you're correct. So either way, you are correct. And so that is very, very powerful. And, of course, by me, one of the main reasons of doing this show is to encourage others. And so that's what we want to be about. We want to be about encouraging
right.
us and to be conscious. Because sometimes, you know, we may be talking and just, you know, casually talking. But we have to be careful, even in our casual conversation, some of the things that we are saying, and to certainly try not to speak negatively, because that is so very, very important. I'm gonna just go to this one message that we received.
Okay.
It says, Dear Etiquette Lady Miss Donna, I appreciate the various topics you have on your show. Please ask your guests, how do you deal with persons who claim to be positive, but behind closed doors, they are not. In fact, they are quite the opposite. Thanks. And this comes from Mindy in Cincinnati. Thanks, Mindy.
Yeah, thanks, Mindy. And Mindy, the first thing I'm going to say is really the only person that you can control is yourself. And sometimes we have to pray and ask God to help us to even do that. And so I don't know if you live with the person or whatever, but I'm going to say to you that let's just say hypothetically, you know, if you live with the person, if it's a partner and they are negative, and I'm not going to deny that that cannot impact you, but you could have your own inner strength so built up that the words would sort of run off you like water off a duck's back. If you ever seen a duck and if it rains, the water just runs off of them. And so I would say to you that you can't change another person, and the people are who they are, but you can control what you think. And Mindy, when you walk in a strong sense of this is who I am, and if somebody called say you're just crazy, you know, that doesn't even shake you because you've already built up your own soul and your own spirit with your own words. I'm not saying it can't impact you on some level because words are piercing, but I would say I would focus in on myself and allow other people to kind of live their own life. I have a rule that I don't allow people to speak negative words over me. And if they say something, I say, wow, really, I say, you know, those words that you said were very negative, and I would really appreciate if you wouldn't speak those kinds of words over me. So that's what I would say to the person who wrote the email, Donna.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm looking at another one, and it's kind of similar. It says, I have a good friend that loves to speak negative about everything. I want to get rid of this friendship, so what can I do? I enjoy speaking positively. What do you both say about this? And this comes from Mark. Mark, thank you for that. Yeah, that, you know, this is a friend, so obviously this is somebody that is fairly close to them. And, you know, stating, I mean, he just cut through the chase and said he wants to get rid of the friendship. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Mark, thank you for that question. You know, and this is what I know, that people come into your life, and it sounds like, Mark, that you are you're being more positive. You made a decision that you want to change your life and really live at a higher level. And when you change your consciousness, or when you begin to change who you are, your relationships will begin to change. And so to me, in this particular situation, it looks like that now you two are on different levels and you're walking down different pathways. And so you're grateful for what the friendship afforded you, but you really need to have in your life people that are on your level or higher who can sharpen you, who can make you think bigger, who are very positive. So I would say it's not that you're judging this person, but just make a decision, you know, to, you know, possibly begin to spend less time with that person, talking to that person, because your time is valuable. And, you know, Donna, I had a situation where I was had a friend, and we had been friends for years, but I just noticed every time I was with her, I'm like, ooh, when I would leave her, I felt terrible because she was complaining, and she is just where she was. But I made a decision that no longer could be a part of my life and where I was going. So I moved away from that. So that's what I would say to you, Mark. And when you move away, the Spirit will bring to you more like-minded people in your life. So you actually making room for the new.
Absolutely, and absolutely. And also, Mark, let me add this. I actually dealt with someone for years that was a so-called friend, and I just continued to just move away from this person. So I hadn't spoken to this person in years because just everything out of the mouth was just negative. And then I heard from this person not too long ago, and asking, you know, how are you, and then start asking about how some other people were, and every single answer was something negative. And I said, okay, Lord, I see why I had to pull away totally from this person, because, you know, it really takes you into a whole different arena when you're talking to someone and when you're trying to speak, when you're speaking positive, and you just cannot afford to align yourself with those negative things to do is to pull back away from them. And so I pulled back away from this person, and I continue to pray for this person and to pray for their heart and their spirit, because everything just can't be, in my opinion, I don't care what's going on around you. I believe in seeing the silver lining in every cloud. And if you look closely enough, I believe that you will see at least a silver lining, no matter how thin it is, but you will see something positive. And so I just, you know, refuse to believe that everybody's life is totally, every area in their life is totally negative. And here again, that's a thought, you know. So I just wanted to offer that as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, you definitely distance yourself.
Let me add something from a therapeutic, from a therapist perspective, Mark. You know, a lot of times, I know me included, that we stay in relationship because we're codependent. You know, we feel overly responsible. We want to people please. And so codependency, and Mark and other listeners, you may even want to Google that, in relationships will keep you stuck in a relationship that you should really release. And so when you, it sounds like that you are awakening, that you're looking at things through a different lens, but sometimes our codependency holds us back. But it looks like, just like Donna said, that, you know, you need to just make the decision to cut ties and move on.
Yes, absolutely. You know, because, you know, I often will say, if you are around people with negative spirits, I believe spirits transfer. And if you're in their presence, you know, you can arrive somewhere and you're like, hi, you know, good morning, how are you? And somebody says, oh, I had a terrible night, it's going to be a terrible day, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, my goodness, okay, so I need to steer clear of this person. But in case you all are just joining us, you're listening to What's Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about the power of words and the type of words that you speak, and the type of words that people speak around you. And we have with us again Constance Lane Arnold. And I am going to go ahead and start picking up some of the calls. And thank you all so much for your patience. And we are going to go to our first caller. And I'm going to identify you by the last four digits in your phone number, and you'll know that I'm referring to you. We'd love to hear your comments. 0670. Hello.
Good evening, Donna. How are you, Pastor Williams?
Hi, Pastor Williams. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm
always
just
glad to hear your voice.
Right now, we're undergoing a thunderstorm here in East Point, but aside from that, everything is okay.
Wonderful. Well, wonderful, and I know it's gotten a little darker where I live as well, so I believe we might have a storm, but in the meanwhile, we're always glad to hear your voice. Please say hello to Constance, and Constance, please meet Pastor Williams.
Good evening,
hello, Pastor
Constance.
Williams.
Glad to meet you.
How you doing? It's an honor to meet you.
So, of course, we're talking about the power of words, Pastor Williams, and I know that you have some comments on that and what we speak.
Well, I would, yes, my response is, and speaking from my own experience, If you start with the premise that words do have power, there's been no doubt about that, in the sense that people are exposed to negative comments on a continuing basis, it is likely to have an impact, a negative impact upon them. I'm thinking about what the Apostle Paul says. He says, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are righteous, whatsoever things are noble, think on these things. And that would also suggest you speak about such things, because there is no value on, there's nothing to be gained by speaking negatively. And therefore, I would encourage anyone to use what Paul says as a guide, not only for what they think, but also for what they speak. Because if you hear yourself say something long enough, normally you are going to respond to it, or you're going to let that become your future. Quite often you'll hear people say, oh, I can't do this. Well, if you say I can't do it enough to yourself, you won't do it, because you just will not seek a solution, or you will not put forth the energy, the effort, the intellect necessary to do it. And so, therefore, I feel it is important that in our daily lives, in our conversations, that we do speak on a positive note. The Apostle Paul, of course, has a statement. He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, if you believe that, that goes a long way in helping you to deal with whatever challenges come into your life. Conversely, if you say, I can't do it, I just throw up my hands, I can't do this. Well, you never will try, and if you never try, you never will do it. So there is something to be gained from speaking positively and thinking positively. Back to you.
Thank you so much for that. Absolutely. Oh, excellent, excellent comment. Certainly do appreciate it. And that's true. When you were speaking, the first thing I was thinking when you were talking about speaking negative, the first thing I thought about is that's why I cannot stand to hear gossip. I can't stand to hear gossip because gossip is generally of a negative connotation. And so, you know, like you said, what good is it? It's really no good at all. So if it's not something that's going to encourage and lift others up, then what's the point, right?
Yes, so, I mean, if somebody's going to speak negatively about you, or if you're in a conversation with someone and their comments are of a negative nature about your circumstances, without any knowledge, without any specific reason for saying this, then I see no advantage for remaining in conversation with that person. So I agree. I would find somebody else to communicate with, somebody who is going to speak on a positive note or an encouraging note, rather than somebody who's going to speak negative comments.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, just see, we lost. Looks like we lost Constance. She said that her power just went out, and I know this storm is. So, I will let you all know if something happens with the show, then that is probably what happened. What we're going to do, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and pick up some additional phone calls. Thank you all so much for your patience. And I'm going to put you on hold too, Pastor Williams. Thank you so much. And
okay.
We will be right back in just a moment. Please don't go away.
Did you know when you can't forgive, your emotional wounds can't close and heal? Forgive for Health Ministries, Inc. helps all people to forgive. Our services include support groups, workshops, and conferences, to name only a few. One of our goals is to help you forgive so you can live free from the shackles of unforgiveness. Our values include compassion, love, and honesty. For more information, to donate, and to register for our conference, go to www.forgive4health.org or call 404-500-9204, 404-500-9204. Let Forgive for Health Ministries help to heal all of your relationships for good.
Forgive for Health Ministries is a 501c3 organization.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800, 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously. The doctor told Evelyn, "I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is you have a tumor on your brain. The good news is the tumor is not cancerous." These words change Evelyn Cartwright's life forever. Will you choose to believe what God's word has to say about what you are facing, or will you choose to believe other sources? She and her amazing testimony was featured nationally on the 700 Club Christian Broadcasting Network. Follow her journey in her book titled, "I Know What It Looks Like, But I Choose to Believe God," by Evelyn Cartwright. This is a small book with a huge message. Send your speaking and book order request to efb1762@gmail.com. That's efb1762@gmail.com. Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back and we're talking about the power of your words. What type of words do you speak? We're going to go right to the phone. We're going to pick up some additional callers. And callers, thank you so much for your patience. Extension, I will say the last four digits of your phone number. You'll know that I'm referring to you. We'll be more than happy to hear your comments. Extension 9930, 9930, hello.
Hello, Ms. Don.
Hello. Hi, dear.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, this is Eddie from Indianapolis.
Hi,
I just was just listening to Tommy. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said it's always great to hear from you. You always have a lot of wisdom as well.
Yeah, thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak on your show this evening. And my hello to Ms. Constance and to Pastor Williams this afternoon.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that scripture that they brought up, which was Proverbs 18:21, which talks about death and life being in the top power of the tongue. And even though, you know, we can look at others, but sometimes we should look inwardly as well, because we can find ourselves speaking death into other people's lives as well if we're not careful. For example, I've been at maybe waiting in a Walmart line or something like that, and someone would be in the line and say, oh, this pandemic is blah, 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 blah. And, you know, if you're not careful, you'll find yourself following right along with them and agreeing with whatever they have to say. And so what I've tried to do for myself is actually practice what I'm preaching. And my preaching is that I should be speaking life into others instead of death. But that it doesn't always come out that way. And it means, for me, it means much prayer and pushing that plate away for a while and fasting, bringing my body under subjection to the Spirit so that I can actually begin to live this thing for real, so that when I see someone complaining in front of me, I'm trying to come back with something positive, no matter what it is. You know, if they're waiting in the line and they're tired of waiting in the long line, I said, I'm just thankful to be in the line, you know. And you know, sometimes it really is effective, and it affects other people when you speak life into death. That life will actually drown out the death. And so what I try to do is I try to speak life when someone speaks negatively to me, because if I don't do that, I'll join them and I'll be speaking just as much death as they are. So I try to practice it daily, and it's not real easy, but that's just something I wanted to add on there.
Well, that is absolutely excellent. That is excellent. And like you were saying, it will be so easy for you to just, you know, amen that conversation. Oh yeah, oh yes, excellent. I remember, Eddie, just before I started the Be Encouraged series, I did that because of I was observing all the panic that was going on back in February, March, when the pandemic first began, and I, you know, there was just all this negative, you know, connotations that were going on, and I could see people just stressing. And so I said to this one man, I said, oh, you know, I believe it's going to get better. And he got mad at me. He's like, how can you say that it's going to get better? It's going to get worse and all of that. So, but I stuck to that. I said, well, I believe and I certainly do pray that it will, you know, get better. But you're right. We have to be very careful and guard ourselves from, you know, just kind of slipping in to agree with these people when they are speaking very negative. And I think we have Constance is back with us too, I believe. Constance,
you're back. I'm back.
Wonderful.
My lights went off because of the storm. And, you know, Pastor gave such wise wisdom, because when people begin to realize that their words are energetic and that your words shift and change matter, and, you know, you can walk up to a person like Pastor said and just say something like, you know, some, I believe in you. You know, just those words. Or a husband can say to his wife, baby, you sure are looking beautiful today. And those words create a different spirit in her, because we are speaking spirits. And so when you speak, your words literally shift and changes matter. And I think I said on the last show that that's why parents, it is so important, the words that you speak over your children, because you're literally prophesying to them who they are. So if you say to a child, oh, you are just, you're doing so good in this virtual learning, I'm so proud of you. You know, if you continually, if that is your dominant speech, and if that's the dominant vibration or energetic force that you send out, you begin to create more of that because you are a speaking spirit. And so that's why I said I love this show, Donna, because no matter who you are or where you are, if you're listening to this, you can begin to intentionally speak certain words, scriptures, affirmations, whatever you do over your life, and it will begin to shift and change your life. Now, you can't control what's going on the outside, but you can control what you think, what you believe, and what you speak.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think this is just great. And in case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway. We're talking about the power of words, and we're encouraging you to speak positively and not negatively. And we're just having such a wonderful conversation, and I thank you all so much. And I know we also talked about affirmations and declarations and things, and I think I shared one of the affirmations that I use for children, and we talked about making sure, like, you know, you were just saying, we also talked about that last week, make sure you speak positive over your child, because someone else, you know, can come and say something negative and damaging, and that can have so much more impact on them if you have not been speaking, you know, positive or positivity over that particular person. I remember that I did receive, and Eddie, I'm definitely want to keep you on too. You always have great, share great wisdom, and that was just very wonderful. I remember, let's see if I can locate it. Okay, Ms. Donna, on the last show, I remember you and your guest talking about affirmations and declarations. And so she has on here, it says, would it be too personal to ask you to share some of yours? And no, not at all, because I remember saying that I have affirmations and declarations everywhere. I mean, they're all over my house. There's not a room that you will go in and you don't see some type of affirmation or declaration. And some of them, well, one of my favorite psalms is I bless the Lord at all times. He gives me wisdom in the night. He tells me what to do. That comes from Psalm 16 and 7. And what happens is the Lord will give me just download, you know, on me. And I call it like either praise and worship wake-up songs, or he'll download in my spirit some things for me to do. And so, in fact, I had that. It's actually, I have it on paper, and this is just me, you know, I'm not telling anybody what you need to do, but I'm telling you what works for me. I've had this on a folded piece of paper on my headboard for years and years and years. And he definitely gives me wisdom in the night and tells me what to do, true to that psalm. I will also, there's also God is my guide and my source of good. My life is in divine order. I'll say, you know, I could say, Lord, I call forth the gifts of God within me. I am blessed with happiness, success, and achievement. I have so many that I declare, and I usually declare them every day. Sometimes I might post them. One of my ones I can think of that I post quite a bit is, I will not allow the God-ordained process of waiting to frustrate me. A lot of times when we've asked the Lord for something, or we're waiting on him to do something, and, you know, we may not have seen it come into fruition as of yet, sometimes we can certainly get impatient, and we're not supposed to get impatient. So I'm like, okay, so this is a God-ordained process, so I know I'm waiting on the Lord to do something. So I'm not going to, why should I allow it to frustrate me? Just,
right.
I mean, I have just so many. I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's another psalm. So I just, it's just so many. And like I said, if you were to come to my home, you would not be able to go into a room and not see some form of declaration or affirmation with scriptures. And but that's just me, and that helps me. And I'm just so grateful for that.
Well, you know, Donna, let me say something. You know, even scientists know that words impact and change things. And I would say to listeners that, you know, just like Donna, that you find scriptures and affirmations that you really feel connected to, and you begin to speak them out loud no matter what your circumstances are. Because one of the reasons why you are declaring and decreeing, you're calling those things that be not as though they are. And so one of my favorite affirmations is, avalanches of abundance come to me easily and effortlessly under grace in perfect ways. And so even when my circumstances are looking all crazy or whatever, what you're doing is you're speaking truth. The facts in your life and the circumstances may seem so big, and I'm certainly not denying that, but when you speak truth, you begin to create a new reality. So I'm going to suggest that, you know, kind of like Donna, I have mine typed up. I record mine, and when I'm in my car, I'll listen to them. And remember, since you are a speaking spirit, reading is not enough. You need to speak it out loud. Even the Bible says angels are hearkening to the word of God. So when you begin to speak out loud, all of those invisible forces begin to come and bring your stuff to you. So find some affirmations and some scriptures, and even though you may have it on your wall, you need to speak it out loud every single day so that you can call in what you desire.
Absolutely. Yeah. I recall mentioning, too, that even and recording them is great, and to record them in your voice. So even the days that you may not be feeling as well as you do on others, play that back, and so that you can hear yourself. And I wanted to just kind of bring back on Pastor Williams. I believe you're still there, and to see if you have any additional comments you'd like to add to that.
Well, the thing that comes to my mind, that in the sports world, in the military community, the power of words are recognized. Yes, the state of words are recognized as important. You never heard a winning football team say at the beginning of the game, "We can't win." The words just don't come out of their mouth. When you talk about in the locker room before the team comes out, what is the coach saying? Go out there and win. He doesn't say go out there and lose. Or he can't say, well, that team is much better than you. You can't expect to do anything. No, he goes out and says, you can win if you put your heart and mind to it. I can remember in the military going through jump school. For 2 weeks, you're learning the various techniques for exiting the aircraft and landing. And all during that two-week period, the instructors are saying to you, who are you? We're supposed to respond, you're airborne. What are you going to do? We're going to jump. Well, that goes on for 2 weeks until the third week comes and it's time to actually jump from a plane. Nobody is even thinking about not jumping because they've already been conditioned during the first 2 weeks that they're going to. So throughout our society, people recognize the importance of being positive about the words you speak. And it goes without saying, a person who talks that they can't win will never win. But certainly there's a greater chance for you to accomplish what you want to accomplish if you say in your own mind, with God's help, I can do it.
Okay. That's good.
That's very good. So in other words, we have to be intentional. I want to go over this this email. It says, Miss Donna, I am glad that your guest is back. I listened to the last episode that she was on, and I got a little confused about her saying that children believe their parents are God. From listening to you speak over the years, that seems to conflict with your beliefs. Do you agree with that statement? This comes from Pauletta in South Carolina. And I do remember that that statement. Thanks for that question, though.
That's a great question.
So I have to say, you know, my take, yes, it's a little different meaning, that I believe in one God, and children may see. Now, I do understand children may actually see their first role models, which are their parents, as God, unless we teach them differently. So I certainly taught my son that there's the one true living God. But, you know, for those who don't, you know, who don't know, then quite naturally, because, you know, children, we are our child's first role models, and that's in pretty much in everything. So it's up to us.
Let me explain that, Donna. You know, when I said that when children see their parents as God, what I was saying was children look up to their parents, and whatever the parents say to them, they believe as true. So that was really a metaphor or an example of how, since parents are modeling and the authority in a child's life, whatever the parents say, children will take it as truth. So I wasn't saying that, you know, that they see their parents. I was just saying the whole authority, belief system, because whatever a parent tells a child, you can do it. Or if a parent tells a child, you cannot do it, they're going to believe that. And my point was that parents really need to watch how they model what they say, because children will mimic whatever that parent is doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, and Pauletta, thank you from South Carolina. Thank you for sending that. We certainly do appreciate that. I just want to go back. I remember I kept Eddie on, and I want to see if he is still on and if he had any additional comments as well. That was a really great comment about making sure you don't ease your way into other people's negative comments. Eddie, are you still there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am still here.
Okay. I know I said I would hold you over.
Yeah, I was just listening to Pastor Williams there as he was talking about that affirmation. And then, you know, I was just gleaning from what he was saying, because, you know, we have to get that thing in our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be in our spirit. Because there's been a lot of times I try to achieve something that I heard in the Word, you know, and I know that faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. But that thing's got to get in that spirit. And so having those things that are plastered around the house, in the car, listening to it over and over, I think that's what the scripture was talking about when it says faith comes by hearing. And they put a comma in there. Those commas weren't in there from the original when they created the original Greek for that. So it says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So through repetition or through rote learning, many of us have experienced rote learning when we're young kids. Because if I said A, B, C, D, E, F, G, everybody knows exactly where to pick up on that, because we were taught that, and that thing got into our spirit. So everybody in the country basically knows that. And so when Pastor Williams was speaking, it was just kind of speaking to me. We need to get that thing down inside our spirit so that thing can be burst out of it, so that it can come out with our words. Because we're going to speak whatever's in our heart is what we're going to speak. Whatever we think is going to be what's in our heart. So we got to get that thing in our spirit. We have to practice it. We have to make sure that we are on top of it and we stay on top of it. And if you have the things listed to affirm you every day in your house, read those things out loud, like Ms. Constance did. Go ahead and speak that thing out. It's not just up there for, I got all kind of stuff up on the walls, but that's not what I'm believing in, just nice things on the wall. But if you got those affirmations in there to re-energize you, to get your spirit changed, to make you different, make you a better person, begin to rehearse those things. You know, it's not even bad to listen to the scripture, play the scripture while you're asleep, and just let it play while you sleep. Let it get into your spirit until you believe that thing. And then when you speak, you'll just speak, you're going to speak whatever's in there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for adding that. I'm going to go and stick with another caller, and thank you so much for your patience. Extension 3504, thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Hello? Extension 3504.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Yes,
I'm just enjoying what I want to say. I'm enjoying all the good words saying about power in the tongue, words you speak, think before you speak, death and life. I enjoy the lady speaker that we have today. I'm enjoying very much. I heard her before, and I enjoyed then. So I told Miss Donna, I told her that I did enjoy that lady. I know my husband, he spoke, but I was enjoying still. And one thing I want to say, too, about the parents. My mother, now I remember these words, and I don't want to forget these words. She always would tell me, she said, if you can't say nothing good about a person, don't say nothing bad. And I don't forget that. And I think that goes a long way with me. So I'm enjoying so much. Pastor William, I enjoyed hearing him and the other gentleman that spoke. So I'm just enjoying. And my husband enjoying, too. That's
well,
a blessing.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing. We thank you so much. And callers, we certainly do appreciate you. And she had a great point. If I remember that too. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Constance, did you learn that? Do you remember that?
Well, you know, I did hear that, and that's sage wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, because words are creative, and has anybody ever, like, walked into a room and maybe the two people have been in a really hot, raging argument, and when you walked in, they got really quiet. But when you walked in the room, you could feel the tension that had been going on. That just shows you that your words really create an atmosphere even in your home. Now, you were not there originally when the argument was going on, but you came afterwards and you said, something's been going on in here. And that just shows you the power of words. And doctors are saying now that even your DNA, your cells, hear your words. And so if you say stuff like, wow, man, if it ain't one thing, it's another. I'm just, you know, when you get old, you just all kind of, my knee hurt, my back hurt, that your cells hear that and they begin to respond to your dominant words about your healing and your health.
Absolutely. And that's one I certainly do try every day. No matter how I'm feeling, because I, you know, can deal with pain, and I'm like, I declare and decree that I walk in divine health. You know, sickness and disease are far from me. That's one of the ones I say several times per day. So we have to be intentional about what we say, and like you mentioned last week, about, you know, even before you say it, you think it, you know, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, wow, this has certainly been a enlightening conversation. And if you all have just joined us, or if you joined a little bit late, no worries. You will have an opportunity to go back and listen to this episode in its entirety, and I would certainly suggest that you do that. In addition, I would suggest that you go back and listen to the other show that we talked about, The Power of Words, which was 2-3 weeks ago, I think, maybe, Constance, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I certainly want to invite you all to go back and do that. And we certainly hope that you've heard something this evening that is going to encourage or inspire you or help you to think, you know, more positively and be intentional in your thinking as well. And we've only had just a couple more minutes left. Constance, is there something that you would like to close with or tell them how they can contact and reach out to you?
Well, I just want to remind people, remember who you are, that you made in the image and likeness of God. And what did God do? God spoke, and then he saw. And walk in that spirit of being victorious. And if you guys are interested in my show or who I am, or you want to listen to some of my interviews, you can just go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Donna, you're doing great work, and I'm honored that you invited me back. Thank you so much again.
Oh, it has been a pleasure, and I would certainly invite you all to listen to some of her episodes as well as I did. She's interviewing some phenomenal people, so I definitely would suggest that you do that as well. And once again, everyone, and thank you to our callers, and I just so appreciate you all when you take the time out of your schedule to join us. Thank you for supporting our show, for listening. Even when you send us email messages or contact us, we're just so grateful for that. We're glad that you're now part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. We certainly do appreciate you telling your friends and family about our show. Of course, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live and to encourage everyone as well. We know we can only do that one person at a time. If you have an etiquette topic or a question that you would like to hear us cover, or if you have a topic that you would like to hear us cover, please reach out to us. We'll be more than happy to do that as well. Remember the golden rule, that's treat others the way you want to be treated. Okay, one of my other favorite Proverbs, I have several. If you've listened to the show, you've heard a lot of them, is to never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly, write them deep within your heart. That just basically means never get tired of just being kind and nice to people, okay? Listen, again, I hope that we have said something this evening. You've heard something that will encourage you. And we ask you to share what it is that you hear. We ask you to stay stay safe, and remain healthy. Declare and decree that you are healthy and you walk in divine health. And again, stay safe. Listen, we look forward to speaking with you again on next week. We're going to talk about why, in a lot of cases, women end up paying more for the same type of services as men. You don't want to miss that show. So, again, thanks again for listening. Good night. Take care, and God bless.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and What is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.